Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at something that you might not have thought too much about before. We're going to be looking at virtual courts.
Okay.
So we're talking about arbitration and mediation, but not in those, like stuffy courtrooms.
Right.
We're talking about digital. Now we've got some really fascinating information to share with you today from the American Arbitration Association. The International Center for Dispute Resolution, or as they like to call it, the AAA-ICDR.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? But, during the pandemic, the use of virtual legal proceedings, it skyrocketed.
I can imagine.
I mean, from March 2020 to March 2021, it increased by 4,100%.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of people choosing to go to digital courtrooms.
Yeah, it really is mind-boggling when you think about it. It's over 9,000 virtual events handling almost $15 billion in claims.
That's billion with a B?
Yeah, that's a B.
So, I mean, that really makes you think, like, what is driving this massive shift? Is it just convenience, or is there something deeper going on here?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. The pandemic definitely, like, accelerated things.
Yep.
But even before that, there was this demand for, more efficient ways to resolve disputes.
And accessible.
And accessible. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so walk me through this.
Okay.
What kinds of events are we even talking about here?
So we're talking about things like settlement conferences.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about preliminary hearings. And we're even talking about evidentiary hearings.
So, like, imagine you're involved in some kind of business dispute.
Yeah.
And instead of everyone having to fly across the country for a face-to-face meeting, you could have this settlement conference online. It's quicker. It's cheaper.
Mm.
Less disruptive to everyone's lives.
Definitely.
And then preliminary hearings.
Yeah.
Where the court is setting the ground rules for the case.
Right.
That can also happen virtually.
Exactly.
And then even the main event.
Yeah.
The evidentiary hearing, where evidence is presented, witnesses testify. That can move online.
That's right.
Wow. Evidentiary hearings online. That's a big step. I mean, isn't there something about being in a physical courtroom?
Right.
That lends, a certain weight and seriousness to it.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a traditional perception of the courtroom as this formal, almost sacred space.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, when you really think about it, like, the core function of an evidentiary hearing is to, gather information.
Yeah.
Make a decision based on evidence. And that can be done effectively online. In fact, some people would even argue that virtual hearings can be more focused because there are fewer distractions.
That's a really good point. So it's interesting because the source also highlights that evidentiary hearings were the most common type of virtual event followed by mediation sessions. So what do you think that tells us?
I think it really speaks to, a growing comfort level with handling even really complex legal matters in a virtual environment. And mediation in particular benefits from the informality and accessibility of online platforms.
Okay, so this shift to virtual also has some implications for who's involved.
It does, because virtual platforms open up the pool of arbitrators and mediators.
Yeah.
Geography is no longer a barrier.
Right.
Which means you can access specialized expertise from anywhere in the world.
Makes sense.
So more diverse perspectives, ultimately better outcomes.
So it really does seem like virtual dispute resolution is here to stay.
Yeah, I think so.
And it looks like this hybrid model is offering people flexibility, accessibility,
more
and potentially faster and more cost-effective solutions.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to see how technology is reshaping even something as traditional as legal proceedings.
Mm.
But it makes me think, like, if virtual courts are becoming the norm, what other areas of our lives could benefit from this?
Right.
I mean, could we see things like virtual town hall meetings, international collaborations, even family mediations becoming more commonplace?
It's an interesting thought.
What do you think?
I think it's definitely possible. I think that as technology continues to evolve, we're going to see more and more opportunities to connect and collaborate remotely. And that could have, really profound implications for how we live and work and interact with each other.
That's something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.